Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a pivotal market moment from December 16, 2025, a day when a mixed jobs report really redefined uncertainty for investors.
That's right. The S&P 500 saw a dip, not because of one big negative event, but because the economic data simply refused to give a clear picture. It was a classic case of conflicting signals leaving everyone trying to decipher what it all meant for the economy.
Exactly. It wasn't a straightforward good news or bad news scenario. Instead, it was a nuanced, contradictory snapshot that really forced investors to pause and reevaluate their strategies. This kind of ambiguity can be unsettling, but it's also where crucial insights can be found.
Absolutely. And today, we're going to break down the anatomy of this mixed jobs report, explore its impact on Federal Reserve policy, sector-specific performance, investor sentiment, and what it means for our forward-looking strategies. We'll cover everything from the introduction to the conclusion and a detailed summary.
Sounds like a plan. So, let's start with the basics. What exactly constitutes a mixed jobs report? It's more than just one headline number, isn't it?
Definitely. When we talk about a mixed jobs report, we're looking at a situation where different components of the labor market data are sending conflicting messages. For instance, you might see strong job creation numbers, which is usually a positive sign, but simultaneously, you could have stagnant wage growth or a rising unemployment rate.
Ah, so it's like looking at a puzzle where some pieces fit perfectly, but others just don't seem to belong. You might have a healthy number of new jobs added, but if those jobs aren't paying well or if more people are starting to look for work and can't find it, that paints a different economic picture.
Precisely. On December 16, 2025, the report likely showcased this duality. Perhaps there was robust payroll growth, indicating businesses were hiring, but the average hourly earnings might have shown minimal increase, suggesting a lack of inflationary pressure from wages. Or maybe the labor force participation rate shifted in an unexpected way.
That complexity is key. It prevents economists and investors from making simple, confident predictions about the economy's immediate future. It forces a deeper dive into the underlying details, rather than just reacting to a single, dominant trend.
And that's exactly the challenge and the opportunity, isn't it? The ambiguity itself becomes a focal point. For analysts, it means digging into the nuances, like the difference between full-time and part-time job gains, or looking at revisions to previous month's data. It's about understanding the composition of the employment landscape.
You mentioned ADP Research and JP Morgan Asset Management earlier. How do these different perspectives help us understand this complexity?
Well, different institutions often have slightly different methodologies or focus on particular aspects of the data. ADP, for instance, provides private sector employment figures, which can sometimes offer an earlier glimpse or a different angle than the government's Official Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, report. JP Morgan Asset Management, on the other hand, would analyze these numbers through the lens of their impact on investment portfolios and market strategy.
So, ADP might give us a read on immediate hiring trends, while JP Morgan would be thinking about how these trends affect bond yields, stock valuations, and overall asset allocation. It's about combining these micro and macro views.
Exactly. And when the data is mixed, these different viewpoints become even more critical. One might emphasize the strength in job creation, pointing to a resilient economy, while another might highlight the weakness in wage growth as a sign of underlying softness or a potential precursor to slower consumer spending.
This leads us directly into the influence on Federal Reserve policy. The Fed is constantly trying to balance inflation and employment. A mixed report must make their job incredibly difficult, right?
Immensely difficult. The Federal Reserve closely monitors labor market data as a key indicator of economic health and inflationary pressures. When the report is mixed, it creates significant ambiguity about the true state of the economy, making it harder for the Fed to set a clear path for monetary policy, especially regarding interest rates.
So, if they see strong job growth, they might lean towards keeping rates higher for longer to combat potential inflation. But if wage growth is weak, that suggests less inflationary pressure, potentially opening the door for rate cuts sooner. A mixed report puts them in a real quandary.
Precisely. The nuances in the December 16th report would force the Fed to weigh competing factors. They'd have to decide whether the hiring strength outweighs the wage stagnation, or vice versa. This uncertainty directly influences their forward guidance and, consequently, market expectations for future interest rate adjustments.
And we know how sensitive the markets are to any hint about the Fed's next move. This ambiguity would naturally lead to increased volatility, wouldn't it? Bond markets and equities would likely react strongly.
Absolutely. The bond market, in particular, is highly sensitive to interest rate expectations. If the mixed report suggests the Fed might delay rate cuts, bond yields could rise. Conversely, if it hints at potential economic weakness despite job gains, there might be a push for earlier cuts, potentially lowering yields. This push and pull creates volatility.
TCW and ProShares are mentioned in the script. How do firms like these navigate this Fed-induced uncertainty?
Firms like TCW, which manages a broad range of fixed income and equity assets, would be analyzing the Fed's potential responses very closely. They'd be looking at the implications for different types of bonds, government, corporate, high yield, and adjusting their strategies accordingly. ProShares, known for its ETFs, might be looking at how to position for potential volatility or specific market movements that could arise from Fed uncertainty.
So, TCW might be adjusting duration in their bond portfolios, while ProShares could be launching or promoting ETFs that aim to profit from or hedge against market swings. It's all about anticipating the Fed's reaction to these mixed signals.
Exactly. And the challenge for investors is that the Fed's decision-making process becomes less transparent when faced with ambiguous data. This requires a more sophisticated approach to forecasting, incorporating a wider range of economic indicators and potential policy scenarios.
Let's shift gears to sector-specific impacts. A mixed jobs report likely doesn't affect all industries equally. How does this play out?
That's a crucial point. The varied components of the jobs report create a differentiated impact across market sectors. For example, sectors heavily reliant on consumer discretionary spending, like retail or travel, are particularly sensitive to wage growth and overall employment figures. If wages aren't rising significantly, consumer spending power might be constrained.
So, if the jobs report shows strong hiring but weak wage growth, companies like Macy's might face headwinds because consumers have jobs but less disposable income to spend on non-essentials.
Precisely. On the flip side, sectors less directly tied to immediate consumer spending, such as technology or energy, might be influenced more by longer-term trends, global demand, or innovation. However, even these sectors aren't immune. A general economic slowdown, signaled by mixed labor data, can eventually impact demand for technology products or energy.
It sounds like identifying resilience becomes the key challenge here. How do you discern which sectors are genuinely robust and which are merely benefiting from a temporary employment surge?
That's where the opportunity lies, in that discernment. Investors need to look beyond the headline job numbers and analyze the underlying health of each sector. For instance, a company like Phillips 66, operating in the energy sector, might be more affected by global oil prices and refining margins than by the nuances of the domestic jobs report, though broader economic health is still a factor.
And what about companies in rapidly evolving fields, like Databricks in the data and AI space? Their growth might be driven more by technological advancement and demand for their specific solutions, potentially insulating them somewhat from short-term labor market fluctuations.
Potentially, yes. However, even high-growth tech companies rely on a healthy overall economy for their customers, whether those customers are businesses or individuals. So, while their growth drivers might be different, a sustained economic downturn signaled by consistently mixed data could still pose a challenge. The opportunity is in understanding these differentiated growth drivers and risk factors for each sector.
This brings us to investor sentiment and strategy. When the economic outlook is foggy, what's the typical investor reaction, and how can they strategically position themselves?
Periods of economic ambiguity often trigger a wait-and-see approach. Investors tend to become more cautious, prioritizing liquidity and capital preservation over aggressive growth strategies. This can lead to reduced trading volumes and a general dampening of market exuberance.
That makes sense. Why take on more risk when the direction of the economy is unclear? It's a natural inclination to hold back and wait for more definitive signals.
Exactly. However, this cautious sentiment, while understandable, also creates opportunities. For investors who can maintain discipline and look beyond the immediate uncertainty, there might be chances to identify undervalued assets or strategic entry points that others are overlooking due to fear or indecision.
So, the challenge is managing that psychological impact, the fear of missing out on potential gains versus the fear of losing capital. How do investors avoid knee-jerk reactions?
The key is to have a well-defined investment strategy before the uncertainty hits. This involves robust portfolio construction, emphasizing diversification across different asset classes, sectors, and geographies. Disciplined risk management techniques, like setting stop-loss orders or hedging strategies, also become crucial.
It's about sticking to your long-term plan and not letting short-term market noise derail your objectives. Are there specific types of assets or strategies that tend to perform better in these uncertain environments?
Often, investors might rotate towards more defensive assets like high-quality bonds, dividend-paying stocks in stable sectors, or even commodities that can act as a hedge. However, the best strategy is highly individualized and depends on an investor's risk tolerance and time horizon. The opportunity lies in understanding which segments of the market might offer relative stability or uncorrelated returns.
Goldman Sachs, for instance, would likely be providing analysis on these very shifts in investor sentiment and recommending strategies based on their outlook for various asset classes. They'd be helping clients navigate this complex landscape.
Absolutely. Goldman Sachs, with its deep research capabilities, would be offering sophisticated insights into how different investor profiles should react. They might highlight the potential for value investing opportunities if markets become oversold, or emphasize the importance of quality companies with strong balance sheets that can weather economic storms.
This leads us nicely into the final section, forward-looking reevaluation. How does a mixed jobs report like this prompt a deeper recalibration of strategies?
A mixed jobs report serves as a potent catalyst for reassessment. It underscores that the economic environment isn't static and that our predictive models need to be flexible. It forces a reevaluation of assumptions underpinning our investment theses and encourages a greater focus on scenario planning.
Scenario planning sounds critical here. Instead of betting on one economic outcome, investors need to prepare for multiple possibilities: a soft landing, a mild recession, or even a more robust recovery than initially expected.
Precisely. It's about stress testing portfolios against these different scenarios. The mixed report highlights that the path forward isn't linear. It emphasizes the importance of adaptability, the ability to pivot strategies as new information emerges and economic conditions evolve.
And the opportunity within this challenge? It seems to be about building more resilient investment frameworks, doesn't it?
Yes, the opportunity lies in developing frameworks that are inherently resilient to unpredictable economic shifts. This means focusing on companies with sustainable competitive advantages, strong management teams, and healthy balance sheets, businesses that are less vulnerable to short-term economic fluctuations.
So, it's less about trying to perfectly time the market and more about identifying quality investments that can thrive regardless of the broader economic narrative, even when that narrative is muddled.
Exactly. The challenge is to build that analytical agility and strategic flexibility. The opportunity is to emerge from periods of uncertainty stronger, with portfolios better positioned to navigate volatility and capitalize on emerging trends, even when the economic fog persists.
This has been a fantastic breakdown of the situation on December 16, 2025. Now, let's move into the conclusion, summarizing the key takeaways from this mixed jobs report and its market impact.
The market's reaction to that mixed jobs report wasn't just a fleeting moment. It was a clear illustration of the inherent complexities in economic forecasting today. The S&P 500's dip and the bond market's jitters were logical responses to data that offered no easy answers.
Indeed. This ambiguity, this push and pull between signs of economic resilience and potential slowdown, is the very essence of navigating today's uncertain economic landscape. It highlights that a single report can send ripples across the entire financial world.
We saw how it influences the Federal Reserve's delicate balancing act with monetary policy, how it impacts the pricing of risk in the bond market, and how it dictates the varying fortunes of different sectors, from consumer spending to technology.
The experts we referenced, from ADP to JP Morgan, TCW, ProShares, Phillips 66, Macy's, Databricks, and Goldman Sachs, all provided pieces of this complex puzzle. Understanding these interconnected dynamics is absolutely paramount for any investor.
The key takeaway isn't about predicting the unpredictable, but about building resilience and adaptability into our investment strategies. The wait-and-see approach, while seemingly passive, is an active strategy that prioritizes flexibility.
It's about discerning quality companies with strong fundamentals, diversifying portfolios across various asset classes and geographies, and employing robust risk management techniques. Scenario planning becomes not just a tool, but a necessity.
Ultimately, the events of December 16, 2025, serve as a powerful reminder that the economic landscape is rarely a straight line. It's a winding path, often shrouded in fog, where clarity is hard won.
The market's indecision was a collective pause, a moment of deliberation that underscored the importance of patience, discipline, and a deep understanding of the underlying economic currents. Embracing this uncertainty is key.
And finding opportunity within that ambiguity, adapting strategies fluidly, these will be the true hallmarks of successful investing in the evolving economic climate of late 2025 and beyond.
Now, before we wrap up, let's quickly summarize the key takeaways from this analysis in our summary table format. First, let's look at the key factors.
Under economic data ambiguity, the strength is the complex picture preventing a clear consensus, offering opportunities for astute analysis. The challenge is the immediate market uncertainty and the need for deeper analysis beyond simple interpretations.
For Federal Reserve policy influence, the strength lies in the report forcing a re-evaluation of interest rate paths, creating a complex outlook. The challenge is the uncertainty surrounding the Fed's next move, potentially leading to delayed rate cuts or policy shifts.
Regarding sector-specific impacts, the strength is how the varied components create differentiated effects, allowing for sector analysis. The challenge is identifying which sectors will benefit or suffer, requiring discernment of resilience and adaptability.
In investor sentiment and strategy, the strength is the potential for identifying undervalued assets during a wait-and-see period. The challenge is managing the psychological impact and avoiding knee-jerk reactions, emphasizing rational, long-term perspectives.
And finally, for forward-looking re-evaluation, the strength is the report acting as a catalyst for recalibrating strategies and emphasizing scenario planning. The challenge is building resilient frameworks adaptable to unpredictable shifts, with the opportunity in developing sophisticated analytical tools and strategic agility.
Excellent summary. We've covered the introduction, all five sections, the conclusion, and now the detailed summary. That wraps up our deep dive into the market's reaction to the December 16, 2025, Mixed Jobs Report. Thanks for joining us on Bago Media, Finance.
It was a pleasure. Navigating uncertainty is key, and we hope this discussion provides valuable insights for our listeners. See you next time.